India.
So we have pretty much similar priorities as compared to other areas. And these we have been discussing it for last couple of area meetings. One of them is engaging younger people on all levels and also encouraging them to take more responsibility within the movement, again on all levels. We have some kind of structure which is Yashov Sagar is mentoring at the moment and leading by Anom Shur and Vidyadharani. So, Vidyavardhani. So, we'd like to give priority for that and encourage more and more people to joining the movement and order. Second priority is about financial resourcing and sustainability. So we'd like to create a kind of dana culture in India, and for that we'd like to encourage all the strand to take this responsibility and communicate in their strand. We also like to use the present resources. Maybe we have land or some other resources. So we'd like to see how these things can generate more money for a moment. Next thing is all the city centers, we have around 35 in India, and a retreat center, maybe 7 or 8 retreat centers. So we'd like to see all these city centers and retreat centers as an income generating projects which can make some money. And we're also very enthusiastic about developing a bank in India. And for communicating this, as I said earlier, means all the strand is communicating this kind of culture in their strand. And myself and Abru Siddhi, we are going to take some responsibility to take this forward. So our next priority is training and intensity, which can include Sikha project. We have a small team of people who is working for that and looking at the training on all levels. Again, we are going to develop Ratnaloka Urban Dharma Training Centers in Nagpur, so which is already being proposed and we are working for that. In last area council meeting, we also discussed about developing residential community for men and women, so where people can practice intensely and create some kind of friendship together. So that's going to be happen. And also we'd like to raise the ethical standard and issues regarding the safeguarding. So we'd like to give some kind of training for that as well, not only from the order level, as well as on the Mitra level. We also like to raise the standard of ethical practice. Again, for training and intensity, we'd like to have a kind of Adhisthana-like center, or maybe we call it Sangharama, where large number of people can come together and practice effectively. So Amrut Deep, Nagaketu and Karma Vajra, we are going to take this forward. Last priority, that is communication, internal and external, which is also very important for us. By using media, translation and exploring structure, particularly the strand, because means like some areas were saying that people not much aware about how the strand functions, or maybe the earlier today preceptor college, how it functions, and again the young people structure we have. So there is a lack of understanding and awareness about it. So we'd like to communicate that also in all levels. And we'll also like to interact with different groups, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, Ambedkarite. So how we can work together collectively. And some other social engagement, maybe with the climate change and some other issues, so we'd like to communicate that as well. And Karma Vajra is going to take some responsibility for that. So these are our priorities for coming couple of years.
Thank you. Any questions? Great. Thanks very much.
Yes.